So we will start in hearing about VIPA, a virtual campus for virtual space design by Orhan Pekcan.
Hello, I will start to give you a short general overview about the VIPA project. VIPA is an acronym. It's an EC-funded project. It's necessary to have an acronym. Virtual Campus for Virtual Space Design Provided for European Architects. VIPA is an e-learning project. It's funded by the EC for 2 years by January of 2007. And VIPA was developed by ADM. It's a design company with activities in research on design. VIPA is involving 4 European schools of architecture: Technische Universität Wien, Aalborg, Ljubljana, East London. An e-learning specialist, the FH Joanneum, University of Applied Sciences in Graz. We are software company, Immersive System, Edgar Gabriel, Karlsruhe. The background of VIPA: virtual spaces are creating new places in which to live, to work, to inform, amuse, to interact. It's establishing a new culture technique, a lot of new culture techniques, and in consequence, virtual spaces are opening up new opportunities for work, employment, for architects, as well as for architectural educators. And VIPA will help to explore and to use these opportunities. The objective of VIPA: building up a virtual campus, a transnational e-learning research platform for European universities of architecture in the field of virtual space design. And virtual space design means both designing architecture using VR tools, for example, generative methods of design, visualization, etc., and designing virtual spaces by architects. For example, for 3D information spaces, gaming, game design, augmented realities, these new fields of designing virtual environments, and so on. The expected results are competence development in the field of virtual space design for architects and the involved universities. A coordination of the training of students on an international level, on a collaborative level between these partner universities, and a know-how transfer between media industry and architecture, and establishing a framework for sustainable cooperations and for expanding these cooperations. I will give you a really brief overview about the workflow of VIPA. I will do it very fast. VIPA started with a research phase. You see here, this arrow shows the input of by the partners of VIPA universities, the e-learning partners, etc. And the project started with a research phase, a self-analysis of the universities, a research on possible elements, prospective elements of the virtual campus, or researching on best practice examples, looking at 3D courseware possibilities, and so on. And based on this, we have a conceptual phase. And this conceptual phase created a concept on the institutional framing. That means how to establish the virtual campus at the universities in a sustainable way. That means also looking into the bureaucracy, and so on. And then the conceptual phase created also system definitions for general features, communication features of the virtual campus. Then how to create a curriculum, a development of a curriculum for a degree for virtual space design. And based on this, we had an implementation phase to realize all these results into prototypical runs. We have 3 prototypical runs, and you see a prototypical run, an evaluation loop, and then in consequence re-implementation and enlargement of the features of the virtual campus. This is a rough overview on the activities. This is the structure of the virtual campus. You see that the public level contains some information, general information on the virtual campus, some guided tours, showcases, commands, video demonstrations, etc. And then we have a membership administration, and then based on the developed curriculum, member level with some course management, communication features, repository, and the courseware, and this will implement existing courseware element that elements that fits into the curriculum and into the existing framework of lectures of the universities, and some 3D courseware specialities, especially developed courseware elements realized during the life cycle of the WIPER project. Here we have a screenshot of the public level, the website, and here a screenshot of the Moodle platform. Moodle was chosen as the as the technical back end of the virtual campus. And here two screenshots of the 3D courseware, of one of the 3D courseware solutions, in this case a Blender-based solution. Christoph Faltner will show a more elaborated movie on this. There was a two-step solution. First step was realized in Open Croquet. After this, the decision was to use Blender as a better technical, from the technical point of view, better solution. Okay, future of WIPER. We developed three possible scenarios for the next step of WIPER. One scenario: WIPER as a university and university e-learning solution as a basis to for the enlargement of WIPER, as a certifier for VR designers in collaboration with commercial partners, and WIPER as a research and development platform for commercial and university partners. The offering for scenario one was the offering to future partner universities contains using the e-learning facilities of WIPER, participating on the further development of the platform and the contents, also in further research projects, and third, the enhancement of the training facilities through certification solutions like a shared degree or so. Okay, I will speed up. The evaluation of these scenarios was based on sensible criteria. And scenario one, WIPER as a university to university e-learning solution, seems for a variety of reasons to be the best one. Meets most closely to the intentions of the current WIPER project, can be accomplished with the least amount of time and effort, creates the strongest synergies with the university's current activities, and lays a foundation for the two other scenarios. This was the reason to have this scenario one as the most promising way for further steps. Okay, the next steps, finding and defining follow-up projects, maybe also research and EC-funded projects in the field of e-learning, e-content, e-culture, information societies, technologies. This is now ongoing. And we are really interested in new partners for upcoming activities. For this, we prepared a folder. You find it in front of you, and a little questionnaire. And we are really happy if you, we will be really happy if you are so polite to support the WIPER project with your feedback. Thank you.